thank the Lord for his goodness to me and to all of us. I believe we can all say that God has been faithful to help us. I'd like to start in the book of John, the 12th chapter, Gospel of John. John, the 12th chapter. And the 23rd verse. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." I was thinking about these words that Jesus taught. We know this is right before his last great trial, his crucifixion, that he spoke these words. And it's interesting that he said, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified." You know, that's not quite the glorification sometimes we think about or maybe have in mind. But that's the way Jesus saw it. Also in the next chapter, he said, chapter 13, verse 31, "Therefore when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself and shall straightway glorify him." I was thinking about these thoughts, and I've been really challenged with what it's teaching here. And I pray that God would help me to know better and understand better what it means, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. You know, it's not easy for us to die, for ourselves to die. That's why most people don't take that route. Most people don't want to die. But for self to die, that we can bear fruit, that we can, and I want us to know this morning that it's not in vain, it's not just a death, but it's so Christ can live in us in a greater way. The more that we are crucified with Him, the more self is crucified, the more God can be glorified and honored in our life. In different place, he said, "He that saveth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life shall find it." If we're able to lose our self life, our flesh life, and yield ourselves in complete surrender to God and His will and His way, I believe we're going to know greater is the portion that Christ can live in our life and be there. Paul, in one place, he said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The more that we can be crucified unto Christ, crucified unto this world, crucified ourselves, the more that Christ can live in our hearts and our lives. And I hope we take this as a challenge today. I want to look at another scripture in the book of Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Colossians 3. I'll just start reading at verse 5. It said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead. Now that's a question we need to ask ourselves. He makes a statement, for you are dead. Are we dead? Am I dead? For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now I want to mention a thought here that this word mortify, it means to put to death, deprive a thing of its power, destroy its strength, and quit feeding it. Now I want to say this. We can be dead to the world and its entertainments and the things that this world is offering, and yet still not be dead to self. Now I don't know if you'll agree with me on that, but I believe it's true. I can deny myself many worldly things, many things, and we should. We should. We should deny ourselves of things that are wrong, that are sinful, that are of this world. I believe we should. But I can do that and yet self still not be completely dead. My self life. That corn of wheat that has to fall into the ground and die. I may not be completely dead to what God is calling me to do. I may not be completely dead to, there may be things in me that are standing in the way of what God wants to accomplish. So there's a crucifixion. There's a death of self. I believe it was Brother Austin mentioned one time in a message, he said our greatest enemy is self. You might think, well, it's the devil. But you know, we are sometimes our number one enemy is our own self. Wanting our own way, wanting our own thoughts, wanting our own life. Lord, help us today. I believe Jesus was able to face that last hour, that cross, because he had been denying himself all the way through. You know, you don't come up to a major battle and a major crisis in life and go through it victoriously if you haven't been conquering in these everyday little battles that come along. You don't. It just doesn't happen that you win a great victory and there's not. It don't work that way. We've got to be winning these little everyday battles, and there is opportunity every day for us to deny ourselves. To deny ourselves. Let others go first. To be more considerate of others. There's all kinds of ways for us to deny ourselves. To mortify is to put to death, deprive a thing of its power. I wanted to mention a little account that I've read. I wanted to bring it, but I didn't bring it. But I read the account, an account of the snail. We've all probably seen snails. They have this little shell that they stay in all the time. The snail does. And when danger, when, you know, they'll peek out of their shell a little bit, and if the coast is clear, then they'll come out a little bit more, and then they'll start dragging their shell right along with them. Danger comes, boy, he retreats into the shell. And he stays there long past till the danger's gone, way more than what he has to. That's the snail. But you know, all of us sometimes, if we'll be honest, probably have shells where we places that we find that we hide away, so to speak, and we tuck ourselves, isolate ourselves. And that's not wrong altogether unless we do it too much. Unless we spend too much time tucking away in our shell and we fail to face the difficulties, the trials, the things that we don't want to face, the things that our flesh draws back. And that mentioned, we can have habits of withdrawal. Habits, place things that just places where we withdraw. And I'm not saying that's completely wrong, but I'm saying we have to be careful that we don't withdraw too much and we don't face the difficulties. You know, we pray to be strong. We pray God to give us faith. We pray for courage. You know how the Lord many times answers those prayers? He sends things for us to be exercised in. He sends things that beat against our bark. The winds that are contrary to us, He allows them to come to us to make us stronger and to help us. But we can have habits of withdrawal, things that we, little traits about us that cause us to retreat to our shell. Do you have any of those? I'll raise my hand. There are things that we do, and I'm not saying they're wrong all the time, but I'm saying if it becomes a habit to us, we're not going to grow spiritually like God wants us to grow. If it's just, and I want to say this, our feelings and our emotions sometimes lead us the wrong way. Because we follow, it's natural for us to want to follow what we feel like doing. It's natural for us to want to just say, well, I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to do that. And it can be a habit that causes it, that's allowing us to withdraw into our shell. The Lord doesn't want us to be spiritual snails. I believe He has more for us. And I believe if we reflect, we can all recognize that we have places that we just, probably maybe even habits that we have, that on the surface don't look all that bad. And yet they're keeping me from the cross of Christ. They're keeping me from myself, from dying, from my self-life, from dying. And that's what we want to mortify. We want to mortify those habits and things that would keep us from being what God wants us to be and calling us to be. Our feelings and our emotions, if we just follow them all the time, we're going to be misled. We've got to mortify our feelings and our emotions, and we've got to trust God and believe Him that when we lose our life, we really begin to find it. Now the devil, I believe there's one song that we sing, it made a statement, it said, Satan at the cross, he whispered at the cross, thy gain will not repay thy loss. Satan tells us that. He said, your gain will not repay the loss. The loss is too great. That's the enemy whispering. But if we can lose ourselves, we can allow our habits of who we are, our self-life, if we can allow that to decay, to break down. You know, that's what he mentioned, a corn of wheat. He said, except it fall into the ground. That's that outer shell, the protection. That's that exterior. But if it falls into the ground and it moistens and it begins to break loose and break apart and come off, then it can bring forth fruit. Then there can be greater fruit that comes from that. But if it doesn't die, it says it abides alone. So Lord, help us today to know how to recognize those places in us that need to die. Those places, those reasons, those excuses that we have sometimes that keeps us from facing the difficulties, the hardships, the places that God calls us to. You know, Jesus, He went, it wasn't easy for Him going to the cross. And it's not going to be easy for us either. It's not easy for, you know, babies when they're born into the world, children, it's all me. You know, they cry for this, they cry for that. They really don't know how. Sometimes you can get a smile out of them. If you coax them quite a bit, sometimes you can get they can give you a smile, but that's about it. But it's all about me. But as a child grows and matures, they learn how to develop, and they learn how to give. And that's what God wants in our lives as the children of God. He wants us to be able to give when it hurts, to help when it's not convenient? You see, if we're always looking for convenience, we're going to miss it. We're going to miss it. But to be able to give when it's not convenient and when things are contrary, that brings death to self. And you know, there are every day, every single day, you and I have opportunities for us to die. To die to ourself, to deny ourself, and to take up our cross and follow what God wants us to follow. There's another song we sing I think it's in the Blue Book, but it's been on my mind. It says, "Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain. My friends see only Thee." One verse talks about, "Oh heart, how hard it was to die." You know, it is. It's hard. It's hard to let self hang on the cross. It's hard to cross our feelings and cross ourself at times. But I believe it's an exercise that God wants us to do. He wants us to practice. Instead of just following our feelings and our habits, Lord, help us to look for another path. Help us to look for the path that brings us face to face with the things that You want us to face. Lord, be with us today and help us today. Ourselves sometimes is our number one enemy. And habits don't die very easily and very quickly. But God can help us if we have a desire. Mortify, it says, put to death, deprive a thing of its power, destroy its strength, quit feeding it. I don't know where I got all these definitions of one I wrote down in my Bible. If we keep feeding it, it gets stronger. It trenches. It becomes fortified. But if we take away its food, if we deprive it of its power, we're able to overcome and we're able. And I believe the Lord will help us. I know the steps that we take towards God, I believe He takes towards us. Every step that we take in coming near to Him, I believe He's also taking a step to us. Sometimes that first step is the hardest step. You know, once you get the momentum going, it's a little bit easier. Get some momentum behind us taking that first step. But Lord, help us today that ourselves, that we would be the corn of wheat that falls in the ground and dies, that our life can bring forth fruit and that it can be what God. And Paul said, another scripture is on my came to my mind too, was the part where he mentions, he said, "Most gladly will I glory in my infirmities." That's been a challenge to me. We're dismayed at our weaknesses. We're dismayed at our frailties. But actually, Paul said, "I glory in my infirmities because I know it's not me then. I know it's Christ working in me." God doesn't want us to glory in our strength, in our strong points, and our. He wants us to glory in our weaknesses and not allow those things to keep us back, but to recognize that God works through my weaknesses. He'll work through those places if I'll let Him work and if I'll take those steps and allow Him to trust Him in those places. I believe the Lord can help us and I believe that He can live in our lives in a greater way. Let me lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. I don't think we'll be disappointed. You know, if you ask Jesus today, I don't think He was disappointed that He gave His life at Calvary on the cross. But His whole life was preparation for that final, I believe, that final victory. And He was victorious in all those little battles. And so God gave Him grace in the bigger battle. He was able to go through with that. Lord, help us today to recognize self. And when it's the self that needs to be crucified. Appreciate your attention. Pray for me.